The stage has just been graced by Twist and Pulse. I have to say, I voted for these guys on Britain's Top Talent. I was gutted when you didn't win. We've only got one half of Twist and Pulse. We've got the Twist, we're maybe missing the Pulse, but we've got Ashley with us.
Yeah, how are
you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
That was such a fantastic performance out there.
Thank you very much.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, loads. Like, I didn't think they were going to be as loud as they were, and it just made me feel like so welcome on stage. It was absolutely amazing.
Do you know what I love about you guys? Is obviously the crowd get behind you in terms of what you're doing on stage because it's high energy, there's plenty to watch, but there's also that comedy value. Do you get that when you're on stage? Do you hear the laughter?
Yeah, like sometimes you do. I don't know, we just act ourselves kind of thing. And then it's nice when we hear people laugh at stuff, so at least we know they're interacting with us and they're understanding everything we're doing and things like that. So it's a good feeling, yeah.
Glenn has joined us. How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. How was that for you tonight?
Yeah, it was amazing. The energy was just great. Everyone was there to have a good time and we just vibed off the crowd.
Now, I know you put forward another act for Britain's Got Talent this year, which did exceptionally well, but there's still a huge amount of interest in you. And I was interested watching you out there seeing, oh, I wonder if they've done anything new. That was a fantastic act you did out there. Was that specially for this Torch Relay?
Thank you very much. Yeah, we just put something special. We thought, you know, everyone would like and enjoy and understand and really feel like they're connected with it while we're performing. So, yeah, we really enjoyed it.
Have you been surprised about your longevity, the fact that you are still as popular as you are and clearly the crowds still want to see you?
Yeah, it's amazing that everyone appreciates kind of what we do, and it's good because it kind of works for every age range. So we get like mums and dads that really still appreciate and love what we're doing and stuff, and that's the best thing about it. We can walk through the street and see a nan or see a little kid and they all kind of love what we're doing. So that's why we work hard for them to give them what they like.
And how proud were you of the acts that you put forward to Britain's Got Talent? The little Twist and Pulses?
Yeah, no, so, so proud. Like, they're as passionate as us, so it all works. That's why it is Twist and Pulse Dance Company. But there's much, much more to come from us and them as a unit, so it's going to be good.
Now, listen, are you taking your Cod Liver Oil capsules? Because I'm a bit worried about your joints when you get older.
No, we actually are. Our parents actually sent us away with them in our wash bags. There's like little bits and bobs that we take, vitamins and that, to make sure we are keeping very healthy, because it is a lot of work. We're doing every single day of the tour, and I think it's 66 in total. So we need to be fit and healthy, but we're having an amazing time.
And let's not forget the reason that we're here for the Olympic torch. Are you still, after what, 41 days, 42 days, you still excited about being part of this tour?
Yeah, it's amazing. The fact this is a part of history, so this is never ever going to happen again. So we are so grateful that we can be a part of it and kind of celebrating every city, so we know how everyone reacts and we can see that everyone is just ready for the Olympic Games and ready to just take it in with their city.
And you guys are going to be up early tomorrow. You're going to be in Burton. Tell us what you're going to be doing.
We are actually torch bearers. We're running with the torch tomorrow morning. We absolutely cannot wait. We can't describe how excited we are, honestly. This is like one of the things that we've always wanted to do. Like, when we heard about it being in London and was like, oh my god, imagine if we did that, and it's actually come true. So I don't think we're going to be able to sleep tonight. We're so excited.